This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today's Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. First Lady Jill Biden is there, too. He's charged with felonies stemming from a 2018 firearm purchase when he was battling a drug addiction, according to his memoir. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden's son's been charged with three felonies, accused of lying about drug use to a gun dealer and on federal gun purchase forms in 2018, when he was, according to his memoir, in the throes of a crack addiction. Prosecutors say they'll call to the stand his former wife, Kathleen Buell, and his brother Beau's widow, with whom he became romantically involved after his brother's death in 2015. Also expected, evidence from Hunter's memoir and a witness, prosecutors say, will corroborate information on a laptop that he left at a Delaware repair shop. The contents of which were leaked in 2020 and included embarrassing photos and messages to drug dealers. He's pled not guilty and argues he's being unfairly targeted by the Justice Department. I'm Jennifer King.
Watch for an announcement from President Biden tomorrow about migrants at the U.S. border.
The White House has invited some mayors whose communities are on the southern border to attend President Biden's expected announcement on curtailing immigration. The president is said to be finalizing an executive order that could shut off asylum applications and automatically deny entry if the number of migrants per day exceeds a new threshold. Biden critic House Speaker Mike Johnson says on Fox News Sunday,
"Too little, too late."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico's soon-to-be first female president says her nation has demonstrated that Mexico is a democratic country with peaceful elections. Claudia Sheinbaum would become the first woman president in the country's 200-year history. She will start her term on October 1st. Here at home, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas says she has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and is undergoing treatment. This is AP News. You probably didn't go to the movies over the weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The Garfield movie was the top pick for movie audiences this weekend.
Oh, cheddar.
Cheese is my love language.
The Garfield movie earned another $14 million in North American theaters in its second week of release, according to studio estimates. That gives it the top spot at the box office. The films If and Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, each earned an estimated $10.8 million, with If having a slight lead. The number four movie is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, with The Fall Guy at number five. It was a quiet weekend for movies during a quiet year. Movie ticket sales for 2024 are down nearly 24% compared to this time last year. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The cost of your next flight is likely to go up, says the International Air Transport Association. Industry leaders say several costs are likely to push ticket prices higher. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.